You're wonderful. You're great. There are no words to describe you. You're so great. And Lord, I'm asking now for help. Help us to magnify your name and magnify your word. Lord, your word's even above your name. Your word tells us. Lord, I pray that we might stick close to the word of God this morning. And Lord, that we might accept what you've laid out. Lord, I pray that every heart will be open, every ear will hear, and Lord, that we'll apply to ourselves, not to our neighbor, not to our spouse or our children. But Lord, help us to apply to ourselves, I pray. Please give us power. Give me power this morning. Cleanse me, O God, I ask. In Jesus' name, and amen. Now, you hold your Bibles there open. We're going to be looking in 1 John chapter 2, and we're going to try our best to preach from verse 6 down through, I don't know, around verse 11. They're about. That's where we'll be preaching from, or at least the idea of it, that we're not going to go verse by verse or word by word, but we want you to think about that. Now, we're talking about loving the brethren, loving one another. So let's look here. I'm froze up, guys. There we go. You serve what you love. Now, we've done found this to be true. You serve what you love. You love what you serve. And there is no love without service. And we do that in anything that we love, whether it be right or wrong, whether it be the world or the Lord. We serve what we love. We love what we serve. And we all understand without love, there's no love without service. That's just the way it is, all right? Love is the unselfish concern about another's welfare. Love is the unselfish concern about another's welfare. Now, can you make sure you get the screen? Don't worry about me. We got to get the screen, okay? Love is the unselfish concern about another's welfare. Now, if you say you love me, are you concerned about me? Well, what are you doing to help my welfare? What are you doing to help my welfare? You say you love me. Are you doing anything to help me? Huh? Love is that act of one person seeking the highest good for another person. Did you wake up this morning to seek the highest good for those in your home? Or did you speak to them? When you come to church, did you come with the thought that I'm going to seek the highest good for Roger Gurry? He's standing at the door, so I wonder, am I going to seek the highest good for Roger Gurry? He was standing at the door welcoming. If you was on the lower parking lot, did you see Don Lively and say, I'm going to seek the highest good for Don because I love him? Or did you even notice him? Did you even think about it? Now, I'm not criticizing nobody. I want us to understand the Bible speaks about love. And the Bible speaks about God loving us and us loving one another. And I want us to be aware and bring to our attention that most of the time we're not loving one another. And can I go ahead and say most of the time we're not even loving God. But all the time we're loving us. All the time we're loving self. All right? We looked at God's love for a sinner. We looked at God's love for his children. We looked at our love for God, part one and two. We looked at loving our enemies. We looked at loving the brethren, one, two, and three. And now, loving the brethren, part four. I told you there's going to be a bunch of them loving the brethren. All right? Will we be done? We'll have to wait and see. There's a lot in the Bible about it. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic or smart aleck, but I'm seeing where I'm failing. I'm seeing where I'm failing. I mean, Marcus was told, he said, don't talk to me no more about your sermons. Yeah. And he was asking me what was going on. We was discussing. He said, I don't hear no more. Goodbye. That's what he said. All right. So I'm not trying to be. I want us to understand. You know, we laugh and we try to make it, but it ain't no joke. When it comes to loving one another. And I want you to understand it is vitally important. All right? Now, we're going to be looking at 1 John, all right? And I want us to learn today. I want us to learn some simple thoughts today. Is everybody okay? Can you see that all right? All right? The Gospel John wrote under the leadership of God, 5 books of the Bible. All right? The Gospel of John. And he speaks about salvation, the past, if you would. the epistles of John teaches us about sanctification, the revelation, and that's the present, and the revelation teaches us about his glorification, if you would, and that's the future. And that's how John laid out, how God used him to lay out the Bible, just so you'll know. We okay? I want to understand, it's not just a book. It's not just a book. It's got a purpose for us to read and to learn and then to obey it. We okay with that? Now, I go on, and John wrote the gospel to show us Christ's deity. That's God with us. The gospel of John. Then John wrote the epistle to show us Christ indwelling, and that's God in us. Alright? And then John wrote the revelation to show us Christ's glory, and that's be us with God. It's all about that's just simplicity. We okay? So when you read the epistles, it's for us. It's for now. And that's what we want you to understand. We need the epistles of Paul and Peter and John to know how to live. These are God's directions. Amen. It's God's directions for us. Now, these are not suggestions. Alright? Even though when it says should, it don't say you got a choice. It said if you want this is what we're going to have to do. Alright? Now I'm to be pleasing to God. And can I go ahead and tell you that if I'm pleasing unto the Lord, I'll be pleasing unto you even if you're my enemy. The Bible says that if my ways please the Lord, even my enemies will be at peace with me. Huh? Okay? So we ought to be pleasing to everybody. Now, I'm just going to take the Bible for what it says. Alright? As we look at 1 John, now, I want you to listen. We're not looking at salvation, but we're looking at fellowship. Alright? 1 John is not about getting saved. It's about our fellowship because we are saved. And our fellowship, listen to me now, our fellowship tells us how close we're living. My fellowship with God is mirrored by my fellowship with the brethren. Everybody understand that? My fellowship with God is mirrored by my fellowship with the brethren. If I don't desire fellowship with the brethren, I am not desiring fellowship with God. That's just fact. If I'm having trouble fellowshipping with the brethren, I'm having trouble fellowshipping with God. Because it mirrors one another. It mirrors one another. And people say, "Well, I don't believe it. I love God, and I don't have to love everybody." You do have to love everybody, and you got to like everybody, and you got to love everybody, and you're supposed to get along with everybody, and you're supposed to live it to be no quarrel again. Any?
That's right.
And we're talking about being right with God. We're not talking about being American.
Right.
We're talking about being right with God. Okay. 1 John, now this is not where I told you to turn to, but this is just some scripture. Want you to listen to what 1 John tells us. 1 John 1, verses 3 through 7 says, "That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." So we see 1 John's talking about fellowship. We okay? "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Can I go ahead and tell you, I'm trying to help us this morning and these past weeks, that our joy may be full, that we might have all that God has for us, that we be full. And fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ is a necessity, but I'm not going to have that if I don't have fellowship with us. All right? "This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another." Now why is that so important? Why has He got it laid out there? We love the Lord, we fellowship with the Lord, we walk in the light, we have fellowship with Him, and if we fellowship with Him in the light, we're automatically going to have fellowship one with another. That's the way it's going to be. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. All right? Now, Christ is in the believer by the new birth. We ought to understand that. And this enables us to live the way He's laid out for us to live. Now, listen to me. Basic Christianity is us loving God and loving one another. That's basic Christianity. That's not highfalutin Christianity. That's not 12th grade Christianity. That's pre-kindergarten Christianity. That we love God and love one another. Huh? But I believe this is the reason we don't have more power with God. I believe it's the reason we don't see the miracles of God. I believe it's why we don't see larger moves of God, because we won't do the basic things. We're not going to get all this other if we don't do the basic. I told you the story years ago. Many times I've told you the illustration concerning salvation about the World Series game or one of the playoff games back in the early 1900s. I forget which team was playing, but the fella hit the ball and he ran around, and when there was going to be the winning run, and when he got the home plate, the umpire called him out. Well, everybody emptied the dugout. They were ready to fight, ready to kill, and they said, "Ain't no way." Said the ball wasn't even thrown in. He's safe. He said, "No, he didn't touch first base. It don't matter how far you hit it and how fast you run. If you don't touch first base, you're out of the home." That's basic knowledge, right? This is basic Christianity. That we love God and love one another. Huh? Now we're going to see today. We're going to see today just where our love is. Okay? Everybody okay? Now, loving the brethren. 1 John 2, now this is where we'll be preaching from. "He that saith he abideth in him," speaking of Christ, "ought himself also to walk even as he walked." That's interesting. We say we abide in Christ and we ought to walk like it. In other words, you're saved in Christ, you ought to act like God. How's that? Y'all live like y'all. "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye heard, which ye had from the beginning." The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. "Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him," speaking of Christ, "and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." That's what the Bible says. That's tough reading. I don't know about y'all, but that's tough reading. We okay? Now we're going to look at the first thing this morning is the depth of our love for the brethren. The depth of our love for the brethren. We okay? Is everybody with me this morning? Now listen to me. 1 John 2, verse 8 is where we're going to start now. "Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him." Now my example is him. Correct? My example to love you is Christ. My example to love you is not my dad or my papa or my uncle or my aunt or my grandma or my neighbor. My example to love you is Christ. Your example to love me is Christ. The only book you can get that out of is the Bible. Okay? And you're to love me like the Bible says. I ain't supposed to have to deserve it. It ain't love me when things are good, when things are bad. It just love me. That's what the Bible says. Now, we don't love like that. We get up from this tree. We hold grudges. We get mad at people. We get offended. Huh? We get offended if they do something. We get offended if they don't. And we get offended if they speak wrong, and then we get offended if they don't speak at all. So we don't know which to cover here. Right? Some days we feel like a nut, some days we don't. I don't know what the problem is, but there's an issue with us. "I write unto you which thing is true in him." Now let's look. John 13:1 says this, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father," getting ready to go to Calvary, okay? Getting ready to die, bury, rose again, getting ready to ascend. That's what he's talking about here. "Having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." All right? Now we're loving. The depth of the love of Christ is to the end. That'd be our example. Correct? To the end. That means he don't write no one off. That means he don't stop loving because they're bad or wrong. Yet we wash our hands with brothers and sisters. But what it really means is that we don't forgive. Have you ever washed your hands with a brother or sister in Christ? Have you ever said, "I'm done. I'm done with them"? Where'd you learn that at? What scripture and verse did you learn that from? See, we don't learn that from the Bible. We learn that from our feelings, or we learn that from generation to generation, or we learn it from the world. But the Lord says, "I love you to the end." Now, I didn't say none of this was easy. I'm just telling you what the truth is. But the Lord don't expect us to do it if it's impossible. Think about it. We wash our hands with brothers. We're not even to wash our hands with the enemy. It's true. But we do. You know, some are on our short list. Huh? You got people on your short list? I got people that I'll show a lot of patience to and long suffering that are some on my short list. You mess up one time in your history. You do me wrong, I'm waiting, I'm watching. You do me wrong one time, I'll write you off. I'll set your house afire and shoot you when you come out. Huh? I mean, I'm talking about the brethren, I'm not talking about the enemy. And I know we don't believe we act like that. But we know there's people we avoid. We know there's people. Listen, let me tell you how much it is with me. And I'm preaching this, and I want you to know I'm guilty, and that is how wicked your preacher is. I went to Lowe's the other day, me and Cheryl Ann, and I wasn't in real good humor. I just did one of them days. And I was getting ready to park, and I seen somebody coming in a vehicle. And I said, I'm leaving. I'm not going in. See, I thought we had to get to them. I said, no, because I'll have to talk to that person, and I ain't got it in me today. I just ain't got it in me today. I didn't say it to myself. I said it where she could hear it so she'd understand. Don't ask me to go in there because I ain't going. I couldn't handle them. Would they mean to me? No. Would they cast me out and slap me? No. I just... They was already on my short list, and then they was going to get on my short nerve. And I hadn't even talked to them. And I rode around where I didn't even have to wave at them. I wasn't even to throw the rock in their yard. I didn't want nothing to do with them that day. And I know y'all don't do that, but that's what your preacher does. So maybe these messages are just for your preacher, so I'm going to learn to love you more. Okay? I'm just telling you, we don't love them to the end. We don't love to the end. Do you ever think that the reason someone quits fellowshipping with us is because they wrote us off, not that we wrote them off? Do you ever think of that? Do you ever think maybe we offended or wounded them? It's not what we do when someone does us that way. Maybe our words, maybe we repeated gossip. That's why they don't avoid us. It ain't that they're mad at we made them, we run them off. But you know, when we think about not fellowship with somebody, it's always what they've done to us. Isn't that right? It's always it's just what they done to us. Well, they said, they done, they went, they looked, they acted, they give, they didn't give. But maybe we're the ones that messed up. You ever think maybe that we're the stinker? And we write somebody off for what we've done.
Ouch.
Huh? Have you ever wrote somebody off for what you've done, not what they done? John 15:12 says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." I didn't write that. Psalms 103 verse 10, "He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." How come we deal with others according to their sins and iniquities? We still okay? I don't know about y'all, but I ain't okay. It wearing me out. Huh? And I'm praying for the power of God. And I ain't doing the basics. I want to see the move of God in this church. And I ain't doing the basics. I want to see people come to Christ. And I ain't doing the basics. How about the demonstration of our love for the brethren? We looked at the depth of our love. How about the demonstration for our love for the brethren? All right? Let's look. 1 John 2:8 says, "Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in Him." So we looked at Him. Now in you. All right? So we have the depth of the love, an example of Christ. Okay? How He loves us. Everybody understand me? But now, wait a minute. It's not just in Him, but it's in me. Now, everybody look at me. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's Christ in me. If I'm saved, He's in me. So it ain't just in Him, which thing is true in Him, but it's also true in me. Huh? How about 1 Peter chapter 3? Let's look there for a moment. Verses 8 and 9. "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing." Now, I'm just going to ask you, we're talking about demonstrating the love of God, demonstrating love for the brethren, okay? Can I ask you, are we of one mind? Let's start there. Are we of all one mind? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Anybody can stand up and correct me if I'm wrong. Don't you got Bible to do it? I don't care. All right? But correct me if I'm wrong that I'm saved by God through Jesus Christ. How are you saved? All right, Christ comes in my life in the form of the Holy Spirit. But I just say, who come in your life? So we all got the same Savior? We all got the same Savior. All right, so does that mean we all got the same leader?
Yeah.
So should we all be in the same mind?
Yeah.
How come we fail at the basics? How come we're wanting the extraordinary? Yeah. Maybe we need to go back to beans and taters. Maybe we need to go back to baking cornbread and not try to be so fancy. Maybe I ought to go back to, instead of being seeing extraordinary things, maybe I'll go back to the basics of just plain old groceries, enjoying the Lord and one another. But we've let everything come in. We've let everything come in. See, the world has infiltrated us more than through perverted words and perverted music. He's infiltrated us in that we don't love. Having compassion one of another. Have we forgotten compassion? We've replaced compassion with judgment. Love is brethren. Love is brethren. Be pitiful. Now, that don't mean what I'm getting ready to say, but we got the pitiful down right pretty good. But that's not what that means. It means that we have the sympathy and the empathy and the love and the concern and the help, all that minded, all right? Be courteous. Be courteous. Whew. Wow. Not rendering wait a minute. That must be a misprint. Not rendering, you mean I can't have vengeance? Not rendering evil for evil. Not railing for railing. Don't raise your voice. Well, you raise your voice to me. Right, we still okay. But contrarywise, blessing. In other words, when someone's evil to me, bless them, Lord. Larry Mullins, you taught me something, Brother Larry. And for all the Sundays you sit there, bless them, God. Even when things wasn't quite right, you may say, shut them up, God, but you would say, bless them, God. Huh? But contrarywise, blessing, knowing that you are there and do call, that you should inherit. Is everybody ready? Everybody ready? Talk to me. All right, set yourself. We know the Bible speaking to husband and wife there in 1 Peter chapter 3. But let me ask you, would you speak with the same tone of voice or use the same language to any other man or woman or child at the church as you do at home? Would any of you men talk to Cheryl Ann the way you talk to your wife? Would any of you men come to Cheryl Ann and say something in a tone like you do to your wife? Would I have to protect her? Would any of you women come and talk to me like you do your husband? Would you use the same tone with me that you do your husband? Would you? Would you take Miss Carolyn or Miss Jean or Miss Betty or Miss Hope, men, and talk to them like you do your spouse or your children, in the same tone you speak to your children with? Would you? Now let me ask you, are they just your spouse or are they your brother or sister in Christ? Do you know that when you get to heaven, they're not going to be your spouse, they're going to be your brother or sister in Christ? We're just talking about love. The tone that we use. Huh? Let me ask you, is your wrath the same at the church as it is downtown? Is it? Is your forgiveness the same at church as it is down at the house? Huh? Is your attitude the same at church as it is down at the house? Is your kindness the same? Would you be kinder to a lady here at the church, men? Are you kinder and nicer than you are at home? Is there any more respect? You hold the door open at the church for ladies. Do you hold the church? Do you hold the door open for your wife, or do you forget her? See, all I'm talking about is loving the brethren. See, Cheryl Ann was my sister in Christ before she ever became my wife. Did when she become my wife, did she become lower grade? That I didn't have to love her the same? If anything, a higher grade. Right? But I talk to y'all easier than I would talk to her. Do I have more patience with you than I do with her? Good question, eh? But ain't she my sister? We okay? Are those in our home brothers and sisters in Christ? What about on the job? What about at school? Are we just to love at church? I wonder, do we see the hypocrisy? Do we see why God sometimes is a million miles from this place? Because we're hypocrites. We're hypocrites. If you ain't getting along down at the house, you ain't right with God. If you raise your voice with your spouse, you're not right with God. If you belittle your spouse, you're not right with God. Because you're a hypocrite, because you don't belittle me to my face. You don't raise men. Let me just ask you. If I talked to you the way you talk to your wife, would you punch me in the mouth? I'm asking you, man. If I talk to you the way you talk to your wife, would you punch me in the mouth? It's a good thought, ain't it? How are we demonstrating our Christian love? See, you never thought that preaching on love would have been hard. I preached on drinking and got more support. Preached on adultery and got more support in the church. Huh? Preached on thieving, gambling, homosexuality, lesbian. I preached on all that and y'all hollered. And in fact, several years ago, y'all even applauded. I was on one of them soapbox preaching. Y'all remember applauding? Huh? But now we won't holler and say, yes, I hear. And I'm just wanting you to understand. This quiet is because we got it. It ain't because we missed it. It's because we got it. And oh, what a shape we're in. Oh, what a shape we're in this morning. Ephesians 4, 29 through 32 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. I just want y'all to know it's in the Bible. But that which is good, the use of edifying. That it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I heard this saying, I wrote it down. To live above with those we love is glory. To live below with those we know, well, that's a different story. Pretty true, eh? To live above with those we love is glory. But to live below with those we know, well, that's a different story. How about the discrepancy of the love for the brethren? Looked at the depth, and we looked at the demonstration. Now let's look at the discrepancy. Okay? And we'll quit. 1 John 2, 9 through 11 says, he that saith he's in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Because of not loving the brethren, I'm first sinning against God. The second thing, if I'm not loving the brethren, I don't know God's will or way for my life, neither can I find it. If you're not loving the brethren, you're not in the will of God, you can't know the will of God, and you're not in the will of God. Why? Because you're not heard when you pray. And how do you find the Word of God, the will of God? By communing with God. Because the Bible says He won't hear me if I regard iniquity in my heart. Right? I'm a stumbling block to the unsaved. If I'm not loving the brethren, I'm a stumbling block to the unsaved because they take note I've been with Jesus because I have love for the brethren. Right? I am a bad testimony of Jesus Christ because I'm to love you as Christ loved me. And if I'm not loving you as Christ loved me, I'm a bad testimony for Jesus. Right? Let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer, but let me ask you. Do y'all have me on a different standard than you live? I'm your pastor. Am I allowed any mistakes? Am I allowed to forget? Am I allowed to mess up here and there? Am I allowed to do that? Am I on the same standard as y'all? Am I allowed to get mad? Am I allowed to lay out, stay home, suck on my thumb? Am I allowed to do that when y'all don't do right? Am I allowed to lay down on the floor and kick my feet like Opie Taylor and throw a fit? Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to get mad and go to church somewhere else because I don't like what somebody done? Am I allowed to do that? I'm wondering if I'm on the same standard.
No, we all put you above.
No. Well, I got a question. Where'd y'all get that at in the Bible? See, you know, I'm not allowed to do none of that. I'm supposed to be always courteous. I'm never supposed to get I'm never supposed to forget to call you back. I'm never supposed to forget not to pray for you. Lord, if I didn't pray for you, huh? I'm allowed to get sick as long as I get sick through the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday or Tuesday. But, you know, not Sunday or Monday, not Sunday or Wednesday. I mean, think about this. I'm just saying, am I the only one that don't know God's will? Because I'm not always loving the brethren. Am I the only one that ain't being heard when I pray? Am I the only one that's a stumbling block? Am I the only one that's a bad testimony? Am I the only one that's being chastened of the Lord? Because if all these things are right, I'm being chastened daily. Maybe I just need to examine my salvation. You know, by this the old men know that you're my disciples. You have love one for another. There's my testimony. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. There's me not being able to pray. How about for this is the message? Now this is just something to think about, and we'll go quit. Cheryl, you go to piano. All right? 1 John 3:11-15. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. I'm just reading the Bible. Let me ask you, do we love God? Do we love the brethren? Our actions tell on us. Our actions tell on us. Father, I'm sorry for my failures, my sins. My sins against you. My sins against the brothers and sisters in Christ all over, not just in His church, but all over. I want your power, oh God. I want the miracles, the greatness, Lord. I want it all. God, I pray that you might forgive me this morning. Help me to love these dear people. Oh God, I love them. Help me love them more. Help me to love you more, I pray. in Jesus' name.